I'm Rod Bramblett, voice of the Auburn Tigers. You're listening to Sports Call on Tiger 93.9.
Welcome back into Sports Call on Tiger 93.9 and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. Don't forget the Sports Call podcast is brought to you by Mountain Dew. If you ever miss Sports Call Live or if you want to hear something again, make sure you go back and listen to our show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy an ice cold Mountain Dew to go along with the hottest sports talk. Do the Dew with Auburn's first and Auburn's favorite sports talk show. We'll go to our phone lines now, and we're pleased to be joined by Sam Blum from AL.com live from the SEC spring meetings. Sam, we appreciate the time. Your first trip to the SEC spring meetings. How are things going?
Well, you know, it's beautiful outside, but we get to spend a lot of time in a windowless hotel room, so it's you know.
Wow.
the time driving to and from has been amazing.
What's been your biggest takeaway so far from the spring meeting, Sam?
You know, I mean, I'll go for the Auburn side of it, and I think that, you know, it's so much what you hear from so many people, and, you know, even just hearing the intro to the segment is, you know, just people remembering Rod. I know you guys, especially JJ, I saw your tweet, you know, right. After this all happened, so... You know, I mean, offer my condolences to you, and I would just say that so many people here have kind of echoed that message and just the fact that he meant so much to Auburn. And, you know, even Scott Strickland today, we talked about it, and we talked with him, and he was kind of remembering being an SID back in 93 through 98.
Right.
In those first years when Scott was just a baseball SID and Rod was just starting out as, you know, the broadcaster, and their memories driving around the, you know, some of these different SEC cities together, and how they even were just texting a couple weeks ago. So I think, you know, you're just hearing different messages from different people. Bruce Pearl yesterday was talking about possibly naming one of their, you know, the media rooms, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, you know, after him and his wife, Paula. So, you know, I think that's, you know, there's obviously a lot being talked about at the SEC meetings and a lot of important business, but, you know, just from people related to Auburn, and that's been a very consistent emotional message.
Yeah, it's honestly been surprising. I think a lot of times we've got these Auburn blinders on here in the area, but with the passing of Rod Bramblett, been kind of blown away by the number of national media folks out there that have offered their condolences to the Bramblett family and that sort of thing. Sam, I'm curious, back in 2013, I'm not sure where in your lifetime you were at there, but do you remember the Rod Bramblett kick six call and coming across that back in 2013?
It's kind of funny because, I mean, like, before I took this job, I hadn't watched, you know, a ton of Auburn football. But I do remember that, and I remember that call. I think everyone does. And that's the kind of thing that transcends whether or not you watch Auburn football or you watch football at all or anything. It's like one of those iconic sports moments. And it's just, I think, something that if you've really ever turned on ESPN, like, you've probably seen it at some point and you probably heard it. And, you know, it's obviously his call that's most closely associated with it. And, yeah, it's you know, I remember watching that game, at least the end of that game, live.
Right.
And it was just kind of a surreal moment for someone that didn't live in the state, never been to the state. But you know, it's incredible. And, you know, I watched it so many times in the last few days, and it's just, you know, it never gets old listening to.
Sam, let's transition into some of the events that's going down in Destin, Florida right now at the SEC spring meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You got some opportunities to talk to Gus Malzahn. What were some, you know, maybe some minor takeaways or even any major takeaways that you had with the head coach?
Well, you're never going to make a major takeaway with him, especially at this time of year.
I tried to use my words wisely, so I'm glad you understood.
Yeah. We talked a little about the scheduling. Just, you know, he kind of joked about how we'd like to see Alabama and Georgia play each other every year, kind of in a round robin. If, you know, he has to play both of them every year, then he'd like to see them play each other. You know, he talked about Malik Willis, and I thought, the words he chose for Malik were just, you know, he kind of went above and beyond being a little bit, you know, normally he'll just say things like, you know, we wish him nothing but the best when a player decides to transfer. But, you know, he called him like an outstanding human being and of high character, and, you know, really was... spoke highly of Willis, and, you know, I think it was no hard feelings that he decided to leave, and I think that decision for him to leave made the most sense on both ends. So, some of that, I talked about the transfer portal as a whole, and, you know, just the challenge it presents for coaches now, and just, like, to test your depth when players leave, especially like they did last year in the middle of the season, you know, I think six mid-season transfers. That was pretty much what he talked about. It wasn't a whole lot of, you know, and obviously talked about Rod too, but there wasn't a whole lot of, big takeaways. You know, we got some more from Alan Green, just on the idea of likeness, and players being compensated for that. And, you know, he said it's more complicated than people give it, you know, credit for, and that he thinks the idea of, you know, amateurism is still extremely important. You know, we talked about Ira Bowman still being suspended, and, you know, that's obviously been now going on for 11 weeks with no real explanation. So just some other, like, housekeeping stuff. It was, you know, really nothing too major was, you know, broached today.
And, Sam, you brought up Ira Bowman and Alan Green having a couple comments on that situation. Ultimately, what do you think? I know it's all speculation right now, but, you know, we heard about Chad Pruitt. I think the last time we talked to you, we heard about Chad Pruitt getting that promotion to be in that situation Ira Bowman is as an assistant coach on Bruce Pearl's staff. But, you know, is there a time frame, the likelihood of Bowman still being on staff? What are your overall thoughts about this whole situation?
I mean, like, you know, I think I've put in this article. I think that the whole situation has been very weirdly handled. Like, the fact that, you know, you've got the Open Records Office at Auburn saying that, calling it, you know, they won't decline to give us documents because it's an open investigation. And Bruce Pearl says there's no investigation. You know, they won't call it a suspension. I just feel like the PR on this has been handled somewhat ineffectively. You know, and the fact that it's been going on 11 weeks is just a little bit, you know, it's a little bit concerning that they wouldn't have, you know, made some sort of determination. It makes me wonder kind of what they're looking at, or, and really wonder why it would take so long. You know, I'm not in that meeting. They're not certainly not divulging any details about why. And, you know, because the beat goes on. I mean, you know, at some point you get into the middle of the summer and if you do have to hire an assistant coach, you're kind of putting yourself in a bad position to, you know, hire someone really good. Obviously, Bowman was hired last July, but, you know, it's a little late, and I imagine they're going to want to have this resolved at some point, you know, before this gets into, you know, the next school year.
Sam, even though you, of course, primarily cover Auburn athletics, but the elephant in the room at SEC spring meetings is Will Wade's presence and you know, talking to the media. Whether you were on hand or not, what were some of the takeaways you had from the LSU coach, who is under an insurmountable amount of scrutiny right now?
I was in the room, and I'm thankful I was, because it was incredible. It's one of those things you just, you know, you'll just never, like, forget. It was one of the more surreal experiences watching a press conference. He had no answers. I mean, nothing. Man. It was, and he stumbled over his words a lot and had nothing really to you know, when it comes to the fact that, you know, the whole, I don't know if I can say the A word, but he said this, you know, the strong blank offer.
Right.
And he was just questioned on that. And he, I'm surprised he did this. I'm just surprised he did the press conference, because there was no answer for it. And it was, you know, he was kind of grilled. He was grilled by the person who wrote the report. And, you know, I think he kind of came away with it thinking, okay, well, that was pretty accurate, and he's got no answer for it. And, you know, it's just weird that LSU's reinstated him and, you know, kind of standing by him when there's just such lack of clarity on something that's just so, so critical to the integrity of the sport. You know, following those types of rules, I think, is really important. And, you know, if you're going to reinstate somebody after deciding to suspend them, you know, you should have clarity on why it's okay, or why they think it's okay. If they have no explanation for it, man, like, that's a weird precedent to be setting, and a weird, you know, it's just very weird.
No doubt. Yeah. Sam Blum from AL.com joining us here on the Wednesday edition of Sports Call. Sam, I'm curious, how was your first trip to Hoover for the SEC baseball tournament?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, I'll sit there for, like we talked about way back, you know, I sat there for, you know, not,
I noticed, Sam, yeah. 17 innings, a game ends at 3 o'clock, and you were perfectly fine with that.
And not only that, you know, I'd been there since the beginning of the first game that day, and there were four baseball games. So I was there from 9 a.m. to about 3:30.
Quite a
day. So it was, I loved it. That 17-inning game was amazing. It was one of the most exciting baseball games. Just, you know, the fans were so into it, even at that hour. And you know, Auburn played some, to come back the next morning and really lose the way they did tell us you would just play it. You know, that was crazy for Auburn, and, you know.
Well, Sam, how were you able to come back the next morning?
I slept in a lot. I slept until 11, so I was fine. They had to wake up at 8.
Okay, so you were pretty good. You were pretty good. Auburn baseball learned earlier this week that they're going to head to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech in that regional to open up with Coastal Carolina. Your reaction to that, Sam, is what?
I think it's a good regional for them. I mean, I think you got to feel pretty good if Auburn, you get to travel an hour and a half. You have your fans coming. So many of these guys are from Georgia. It'll be a good home atmosphere, especially in that first game when they're playing Coastal Carolina. You know, it's not going to be like, you know, a lot of, I'm sure they'll have the home field advantage in that game. And it's just, you know, I'm sure Georgia Tech wasn't thrilled about that. It's a really interesting regional in the sense that most of the teams are really good offensively. When I'm saying all the teams, I really mean Georgia Tech and Coastal Carolina. You know, the main opponents that you kind of associate with Auburn for, you know, need to win this weekend. So their pitching will be tested. I think Auburn should feel like they're pretty happy with the fact that Tanner Burns is healthy. And slated to, from what we've seen, pitch game two. Jack Owen pitch game one. You know, TBA if they get to Sunday. But, you know, you gotta either win, you know, you gotta win three in a row or you gotta win 4 out of 5, basically. And that's kind of how it goes. Or you win the first two and then you win 3 out of 4. But it's, you know, do they have the pitching? I think that they probably feel like they do, given that Burns is healthy and that Owen's healthy and that, you know, the rest of the guys can kind of fill in the rest. It's probably better position for Auburn than they thought they'd be in maybe 2 weeks ago when they were still fighting to just even get a spot in the tournament. They're a 2 seed, you know. It's certainly, you know, not a bad draw for them.
And Sam, you were just touching on it about under an hour ago. Jack Owen pitching Friday, Tanner Burns pitching Saturday, regardless of the outcome of that Friday's game, Butch Thompson told us. Do you agree ultimately with that decision?
You know, I think it's good to have a set, you know, position kind of going into the tournament. And say, theoretically, if they were to lose that first game and then you have, you know, maybe Tanner Burns going up against Florida A&M, is that strategically the most sensible thing? You can make a case that it is not. But make a pretty strong case that it is not. But you know, you're playing for your season at that point. So you want who you want out there when you're playing for your season. Obviously, they would need to win 4 games in a row. So you'd be theoretically playing for your season 4 times in a row. But you know, you got to win one to get to the next. So I mean, I kind of understand it, especially with a guy coming back from, you know, an injury. You want to make him feel like he's got a routine, he's got a structure, a schedule to it. And so I think that, you know, there's definitely a strong argument for that, you know, for that decision. You know, Butch knows his pitchers. He's been a pitching coach for forever. They got a pitching coach that's been a head coach forever. So, you know, I'll trust their expertise on that, and I think it makes sense.
Sam, this may be, you know, sound like a really simple question here, and maybe a simple answer for you as well, but what must Auburn do in order to come out of this Atlanta Regional?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're going to need to see these. I would just go back to these 3 hitters that have just been so bad for them the whole season. I mean, Edouard Julien, I mean, he's kind of been bad for really the second half of the year, but, you know, look at Stephen Williams and Will Holland, who's just, you know, it's just, if there's been any hot stretch, it's been so limited. And, you know, they're going to need to break out because, like I said, all the offense for Coastal Carolina up and down the order is ridiculous. And they have a guy who's got 76 RBIs. Georgia Tech, again, similar situation. They have a lot of speed. You know, they're going to be able to, you know, score runs no matter what, no matter who's pitching. So you're going to have to keep up. So, you know, that's what I would say is those 3 guys, you know, is Stephen Williams even going to be playing? He was subbed out in that last SEC game for Devin Warner. So,
right.
But, you know, it's so much of this whole season, the reason why they've struggled at times is because those guys have just been, you know, MIA. And if they show up, they feel like they owe this team something. You know, that's what Will Holland said about Georgia Tech. And, you know, this is really Will Holland's last chance to show anything in front of scouts before the draft, too. So I think that's something to keep in mind as well.
Follow him on Twitter at SamBlum3. He's our favorite New Yorker of the Sports Call program. Sam, Yankees or Mets?
I'll be the only one. Yeah, I'm a Mets fan. I'm probably the. Are there any other New Yorkers? I'll take the favorite title, but
yeah, no, you're definitely the only New Yorker. I was curious, Yankees or Mets, and you said Mets.
Oh yeah, big Mets fan. Yeah.
Wow. That's tough.
Yeah,
down here in Braves country, that's really tough. Just moments ago, Sam, we learned that the All-Star Game 2021 coming to SunTrust Park.
I'll make sure to buy tickets for that. I'm excited, yeah.
All right, well, we'll be sure to bring up multiple Mets things as we continue throughout the summer. Sam, we always do appreciate the time. Let our listeners know what they can expect from you coming in the next couple of days at AL.com.
Yeah, I mean, just some more coverage from the SEC spring meetings, and then obviously I'll be heading up there on Friday morning to Atlanta for the regional. So, you know, tons of coverage from there, and, you know, whatever happens in Auburn season, I'm sure you want to follow it at AL.com.
Sam, we appreciate the time. We'll catch up down soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.